Okay, I'm here with Wando Bizio, star of Lady Vendredi, the amazing show that I directed. And we're talking about her school, the Mama Transformation School. And what I want to know is, I'd like her to talk about generally, in a general way, and however she wants to talk about it.
Who's she, Kat's mother?
However you want to talk about it. Sorry about that. I thought I was on the radio or something. Is the connection between the actions that you do in the performance and the training? How you found them, the connection with the elements, with the dances, with your own images. Yeah.
Okay, so if we take the So the beginning of the score, which is, it's not very clear in the Soho video. It's actually clearer at Rich Mix when I kind of just made sure that there was a clearer ending between Mama and the score. But that's the image was that came directly from first improvisation we did of the elements with Gerardo in the rehearsal process. And in that was coming out of the patois and patois obviously is fiery, but what was coming to me very clearly during the improvisation was my little brother, who has some mental health problems, and what was coming to me was him when he's, my image of him is just like a real pure burning frustration that's that he's just so angry with the world. And so that came to me, and that was kind of also what set me off that day on going, because it was just after that you shouted spirit, and then the next image was of my two grandmas, and I didn't really connect to, I don't know, I mean, the idea, maybe I connected to the idea of spirit, but not really to the Gede or any of the kind of circular movements.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you have a little charger?
And that was also, there was also emerging, so the OK image also connected with the kind of the metal of the Igbo and the chains. But the movement is a combination between a way I feel I can remember him moving, but also with the kind of the patois movement, like the very kind of shuffling feet along the floor, a real kind of tension in the arms and the body and the shoulders and the back. And it's what you referred to as looking like a kind of boxer once. Said your boxer image. I said, no, that's my little brother. It's a kind of like internal rage. Like kind of, to me, a personification of internal rage. And then, so that's one thing. And that merges into this, there's a very specific memory I have of being.
Are you going to move on to another action then?
Yeah.
Okay, so before you do that, could you just talk about the articulation of the movement and what you actually did from a practical point of view physically?
So it's very connected to the patois. The feet are very kind of stuck to the floor, like so there's a shuffling along the floor. It's more upright, because that's my little brother. He's got these very long legs, very short body, and there's the legs, all the limbs are very straight, and stiff, apart from there's like a bending over to in kind of like an anguish, like from the center, and kind of like grabbing the head. And how do I describe this movement I'm doing? Like kind of like holding the head, and kind of, what's that? It's kind of like rocking, isn't it, that disturbed children do to kind of comfort themselves. Because my little brother always used to bang his head on the floor when he was a kid.
Okay, so no, it's fine. I'll stop there, but so that I don't get too much. It's not